Don't make me he bitch man slap you.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So I want to ask your advice about something. Something that happened yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So my son, my oldest son, came down. We all went out to eat. So it was my wife, me, and my son. And there's a new restaurant that just opened up. A buddy of mine opened this restaurant up. So I know this guy. Okay.
Okay.
So I really like his food. And I've once said, if I'm in jail and they say, this is your last meal, this is the last meal I'm going to buy.
Okay.
This smoked turkey sandwich from this barbecue place is the greatest thing you've ever eaten in your life.
Okay.
So my son comes down. It's like, all right, let's go out to eat. I know where we're going to eat. We're going to eat at Smoking. It's called Smoking Buttheads.
No, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's the name of the restaurant. So in my other life, I work in advertising.
Yeah.
So this guy has purchased some advertising with me in the past.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get him to purchase advertising now because he just opened this new restaurant and he's dragging.
Smoking Buttheads is the greatest name in the whole wide world.
Smoking Buttheads.
I want to name my children. I want to have children just so I can name them Smoking Buttheads.
Smoking Buttheads. So I'm trying to get him to buy advertising because I want this restaurant to work. I want it not to go away because it's that good. So we went maybe 2 months ago. 2 months ago, took my wife. Gotta go to Smoky Buttheads. They just opened up a new place. So we go. There's an issue with the beer. We can't pour any beer.
Okay. Like they lost their license kind of thing?
No, there was something with the I don't know.
The keg, just, the pipes coming up?
All the above.
Okay.
So the only thing we have is Budweiser and Coors Light. Which I would rather eat my foot than drink that crap. So I'm like, I'll have a tea. We go upstairs to the upstairs bar. They have beer. But this is after we had dinner and all that. Did not know that. The waitress should have told us, hey, there's another bar upstairs. Maybe you should try that. Anyway, so it was a whole issue with the beer last time we went. So we go this time. They sit us. I always go up to the bar and look and see what kind of beer they have behind the bar. What they're pouring tonight. And they usually have, I don't know, 20 different beers.
Oh, okay.
So I see that they have Sam Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Sam Adams fan, so is my wife.
That you go to? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the waitress comes over there and I said, 2 Sam Adams cold snaps. And she's like, okay. So she goes and gets them and brings them back and we taste them and it tastes like shit.
Oh, no.
I mean, just horrible.
Right.
So I tell the waitress, can we take these back and maybe get a Blue Moon, something else on tap? Okay. She takes them back. We don't have any Blue Moon. So we go up. The only thing they have, Budweiser and Coors Light.
Oh, God.
So I walk upstairs 3 flights because the waitress didn't say, hey, by the way, there's another bar upstairs. She didn't
say, you know that now. Yeah,
but I know that. So I walk upstairs. I get 2 beers, 2 small beers, $15, by the way.
Of course. That's everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'm not surprised.
So I carried both beers back down 3 flights of stairs and I put them down and I go, there's no fucking credit card.
What do you mean there's no credit card?
I left the credit card upstairs.
Oh, you left it?
So I got to walk back upstairs and I can't find the credit card. And I look and it's still in the machine.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, can you take it out of the machine and give it? So I'll go back downstairs. Okay. So we order food. The beer thing is past me now. We have beer. It's fine. Here comes the food. The worst food, Cooper, I have ever been put on a table.
What happened? What happened to their fantastic food and the smoked turkey and the best barbecue ever?
Okay, so I had smoked turkey, my wife had barbecue, my son had a hamburger. They all were cooked in ice. I guess they cook in ice now.
What do you mean cooked in ice? What does that mean?
It was frozen. Everything, everything was still frozen. I mean, you could touch the hamburger and it was freezing cold.
No way.
Everything was cold. Unedible. French fries, cold. Sandwich, cold. Barbecue, the worst you've ever had in your life.
So what'd you do?
So we took like one bite. The waitress comes by and she goes, "Is everything okay?" And I was like, "No, this is horrible. This is cold. Right. This is horrible. Get me Todd. Bring Todd to the table. I want Todd's head on this table right now." So she comes back. Todd's not here. So she brings us the bill. It's $100.
Wait, but you didn't want the food. It's cold food. Nobody ate anything.
She still charged us.
No.
I am telling you, we had one bite each out of the hamburger, the barbecue, and the sandwich.
You did not pay it, did you?
We paid it and left.
Oh, man.
The worst dining experience I ever had. So now, do I tell Todd?
Yes.
Or do I let it go and never go back?
You absolutely tell him. You have to tell him, because here's why. He wasn't there. For all you know, he hired a new sous chef or a new chef. You should say to him, "Listen, this was shocking, and I'm only telling you, not because I want to be complaining or anything. You know that I love your food and I love your restaurant. It's the greatest restaurant ever." I would leave the beer thing out. I would talk about the food.
But the beer thing was a problem last time. The beer thing's a problem this time.
Right.
And now I look like the total jackass customer to this poor waitress.
You are not the only one. 100%. I guarantee. If they brought you 3 cold dishes, they brought out 20 cold dishes. You are not the only one that had a problem. He got an earful the next day from whoever. You have to say something. You have to.
See, then I go and I watch The Bear. Have you seen that show, by the way? It's a really good show.
You know that I told you to watch it.
No, you didn't. You don't tell me about these things. I have to find out
you all about The Bear. I've been talking to you about it for like a year now. You finally watched it.
So I watched The Bear, and they're having a conniption over the smudge on a plate.
Right.
And here I am being served dog food.
Cold food.
And I can't let this crap go anymore. Paying for this? She charged us.
If I were you, I'd call my credit card company and dispute the charge. I would dispute the charge.
But do I tell the owner, because he's a potential client that could spend more money with me? That's the problem. Or do I let it go and just never go back as a patron and just only take his money for advertising?
I mean, is he going to give you an extra $100 to make up for the money you spent on cold food? Well, then, okay, here's what I would do. I would do something in the middle. Okay, don't dispute the charge yet. I would call him. I mean, is he somebody you can talk to, or is he like a tough guy?
No, I can talk to him.
Okay, fine. I would call him and I would say, "You know that I have been running around telling everybody that your food is the greatest. You are my death row last meal, greatest food ever. Something very unusual happened at your place the other night, and I feel like I should tell you. You need to know. You weren't there. So the fact that this happened while you weren't there is an even bigger reason why you need to know. We were served not one, but 3 cold meals. Uncooked cold meals."
Mm-hmm. And they store them in a refrigerator now. That's what they do. They bake the plate, then they store them in a refrigerator. And then they take them out and bring them to the table. That's how cold it was.
Yeah, well, that's what they must be. So I would tell him that. I would tell him that. He's going to be horrified. He's going to tell you to come back for a free meal. He will do something to make you whole again. You have to say something to him, because he wasn't there that night. So he, as an owner / manager, he has to know what goes on when he's not there. He needs to know.
Good point.
So you, as a friend, need to tell him.
Good point.